a lobster, but it's smaller and it's in freshwater streams.
Crawdad.
Okay. The insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it. And if you grab it, powder comes off in your hands.
Moth.
All right. And if you had two of them, you would say you had two?
Moths.
Okay. How about the little thing that has a light in its tail that you see in the summer flashing on and off?
Lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. Now this one's a little hard to describe. You see it around damp places, and it eats mosquitoes, and it has a long, thin body and two pairs of wings. Doesn't bother people.
Dragonfly?
Any other names for that?
No.
Ever hear it called a snake doctor or a mosquito hawk?
I've heard mosquito hawk.
Would that be the same?
Yes.
Okay. How about stinging insects? Can you name several? In the bee family.
Bumblebee, wasp.
And two of those would be?
Wasps.
Okay.
Honeybee.
How about the kind that builds a big paper nest in trees?
Not honeybee.
Mm-hmm. Bees live in a hive, don't they? Not a nest?
Well,
I don't know.
Those big things that hang
are
down?
Those nests?
Those are hives.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a kind of, this builds a nest anyway. How about things that build nests in the ground and swarm all over you?
Oh, yellow jackets.
All right.
Or hornets.
Are those the same?
Yes.
Okay. How about something that makes a nest of mud? Some people say it doesn't sting. Some say it does. I'd rather not find out.
I don't know.
A dirt something or a mud?
Dirt dodger.
Okay. Okay. How about the things that bother people, especially fair-skinned people in the summer, by biting them and sucking their blood and they make a place that itches?
Mosquito.
Okay. Little things that burrow under your skin. You might get them walking in the woods, little tiny things.
Ticks.
No, not exactly the same as ticks. I can't think of really any other way to describe it without suggesting the term.
Chiggers.
Okay, good. Is chigger the word that you would use in Dumas?
Yeah.
Okay. How about the insects, some green and some brown, that hop around in the grass in the summertime?
Grasshopper.
Did you ever hear them called hoppergrass?
Yes.
By whom?
The black lady that lived with us that I mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about things that are stretched across the ceiling in a room that hasn't been cleaned lately?
Spider web, and I also at one time said spouter web.
Mm. Okay. I never heard that pronunciation. That's interesting.
Spouters.
Is it the same inside or outside?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything different if the spider is still in it?
No.
Okay. How about the thing, parts of the tree that are underneath the ground?
Root. Roots.
Okay. And do you know any old medicines that might be made from roots, folk remedies?
Yeah. I've heard my mother, let's see, the mammy we had fixed onion root tea to abort a child.
Heavens, did it work?
No.
Oh,
my father resulted.
Any others?
Well, sassafras tea is made from a root.
Mm-hmm. That's all. Okay. How about the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Maple.
Mm-hmm. And a place where there are a lot of maples growing would be a?
Grove.
All right. Do you know a kind of tree that has broad leaves shed all at one time, with a bark that peels, and little knobs or balls with tough wood used for chopping blocks? Chopping blocks.
Birch?
I don't think that's exactly the same. A tall shade tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark. I don't know what this is. That's why I read the question.